The releases of thousands of rainbow trout have been a yearly occurrence at Lake Roosevelt since 1985. The releases are part of a mitigation effort to make up for the loss of migrating fish that were lost with construction of Grand Coulee Dam. This week, 475,000 8 to 12 inch rainbows will be released from three area hatcheries to various locations on the sprawling waterway. The Spokane Tribe will also release 10,000 larger 1-pound fish into the lower third of the lake. The released fish are known as triploids. That means that they have three sets of chromosomes instead of the normal two, and as a result, are sterile. The idea is to prevent the introduced fish from mating with the existing fish in the lake, says Stacy Lehman of the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
And basically, you squeeze the female, get the eggs out, you squeeze the male, get the milt out, and then we hand mix them. Well, when you make triploids, it's just it's a difference in temperature in the water. Making it warmer changes the chromosomes enough that they are sterile.
That program is funded by the Bonneville Power Administration. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.